Let's roll it.
Okay.
Well, we are recorded?
Okay.
All right. Welcome to Security Guy TV, SecurityGuyRadio.com at Infuse 2017 Las Vegas. I always got to check where I am because I travel a lot. What's your name?
Amber Schroeder.
And what's the name of your company?
Paraben Corporation.
Is it? Spell it for me and give me the website.
Paraben is P-A-R-A-B-E-N and it's paraben.com. So it keeps it easy.
What do you guys do?
We do digital forensics, primarily in mobile forensics and also with computers
mobile forensics.
IoT. Yeah. We're actually into the IoT space.
Okay, so mobile forensics is cool. I knew Encase back in the day when they literally first started, and they could search one sector at a time.
Yes.
That's how far it was. And we had a case at Fox where I had to search five or six sectors, and we hired a guy and we did it. So I've known about them a long time. The mobile fascinates me because I forgot the number, but 50% of the people in the world have a phone now, mobile phone?
It's actually over 80% now.
In the whole world?
Yes.
Wow.
There are more mobile phones than out in distribution than people in some countries. It's shocking.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so we spend most of the time on our phones now. I spend more time on my phone than my computer, obviously.
Yep.
And what are we finding on the phone? I think people believe the phone is more private, right? So, you know what? I'm going to do my porn on my phone. I'm going to do my gambling on my phone. Nobody's going to know about it. It's still there. It's still a computer. It's still on a hard drive.
It's definitely still there. And
right.
People do prefer it because there's no boot time. You're not waiting forever for it
exactly.
to come up. It's like, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
The interesting thing is that a lot of people are surprised that they can get 2-3 years worth of deleted data off there. So,
really?
Yeah, I was processing my husband's phone for all nice reasons.
Okay,
totally
Amber.
Nice reasons. But I was surprised to see in his audiobook library, he had books on there that he had read and finished 3 years prior.
And deleted them.
And deleted them because he'd had more content put on and it was still recoverable.
Now, where is it recoverable from? Is it from the chip? The extra memory chip you insert or off the board?
No, his was an Apple device, so it's actually
no chip.
Off of the board itself, so it's internal memory.
So I'm just trying to figure out a way to get rid of all my stuff. So
the best news...
If I do a phone reset, no?
I hear you have a wrench. You should just crush it under the wrench
and
over
That's
again,
true.
And it's gone. You're feeling
That's
pretty
right.
confident at that point. That you get the elite that can get it off, but not everybody.
Can the phone reset thing do it?
It depends on the phone,
all right.
on whether or not the reset's actually going to clear it. The interesting thing about it is that you're not just leaving data fingerprints on the device itself. It's also going up into the cloud. That's probably the most common place that people don't think about.
I put all my photos on Google.
Google Drive.
Drive and stuff like that. But the little search stuff, that is all saved somewhere usually. That's right.
The
history searches and all that stuff.
Some of the devices actually don't store it at all locally. So if you look at a Windows phone, although maybe not the most popular, the cute redheaded stepchild, they happen. that device is storing most of it up in the cloud. So it's in the Azure cloud. So you're not seeing it local, but it's all up there. So even if you reset it, it doesn't get rid of that cloud data.
Now, when it's on the board, I'm going to call it the motherboard, I guess, for the phone, right?
Yeah.
You got to crack the thing open, or are you doing it through software, through plugging in a device?
You can do it software via cable, so you're doing more of an embedded system forensics. So the software itself is talking to the chip on the board, and then we can get and interpret that data over the cable, so it's not as hard. You do get times where you want to do a JTAG or a chip off, where you're actually going to connect directly to the chip on the board.
Right.
Not
now,
as common.
I always thought phones were more secure than your home computer in a way. We think about the banking stuff now, right?
Yeah.
All that banking stuff over your phone, there's software behind that the banking companies are using, right?
Yeah.
And it really makes banking on your phone a little more secure sometimes than at your house where you're not paying attention, all that kind of stuff. So how do you get past, no secrets, right? Don't tell me any secrets, but how do you get past the motherboard on the phone? Isn't it, encrypted and protected? And I mean, it's not like I can plug my phone in and bring up a directory and it looks like my computer basically, right?
Yes.
But that's not what you're talking about.
No. So what that's giving you is it's kind of giving you that warm, fuzzy surface look at it.
Yeah.
So it's like, hi, I'm going to go and look at your pictures. I'm going to see that. That's what you get when you do an initial plug-in. But inside of that, you get inside the file system, which is what you do in digital forensics. You're able to get all of that other information out. So I'm able to see all the apps and then how they're connecting, how they're writing their data out. One of the things I'm speaking at this conference is about IoT devices. And it's surprising to see even a child's toy on what it's storing about your network at home.
Yeah, I'm afraid my refrigerator is going to kill me in my sleep.
You never know.
You're out of eggs. I'm going to
kill
you.
It's going to totally wreck your alibi is what it's going to do. It's like you were getting milk.
Well, you know what? I got Arlo at my house now. I'm fully accountable.
Oh, there you go.
You were out doing something. Nope. I'm right there on the Arlo.
I was here. I promise. Yes.
So who can use this? Is this enterprise stuff? Is it the guy at the small business? Who?
It's anyone. Okay. I think smartphones are kind of the wave of the future as far as sure. where computing is going. And so we made it so anybody can use it. We were excited because we announced at this conference an integration with Guidance. So it's part of their platform yeah. as well, because this is what people need to pay attention to.
Interesting. Yeah. Pricing, don't give me quotes, but I mean, can I use it at home? And can I use it at my business?
You could, absolutely.
Scalable?
It's scalable. We do a pricing structure that allows you to have a short-term access. So if you just have a single case, you can bill it directly
idea.
To a case.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, so it's nice for investigators who yeah. are just starting and getting things going. That's different than investing in a full lab.
I'm going to send you info to a lot of people I know.
No,
because they do need it for that specific thing.
Yep.
And then, let's say I'm a giant enterprise. Is mm-hmm. it based on how many investigations I do? Is it one-time software purchase? How does it work?
It has a variety of different license options on it. So you can do perpetual licensing. You can do a subscription licensing. You've got choices with that one. So that's one of the nice parts of it.
All right. Give me your website again.
It's paraben.com. So paraben.com.
Amber, thanks for coming on Security Guy TV.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
Very
it.
Fascinating. Thank
Good.
You.
Thanks.